Hey, it's me, Richie T. In just a second, you're going to hear my interview with Brian Brandenburg, the social media coordinator and vice president of the Salt Lake Comic-Con, and big guy making this fan experience and Salt Lake Comic-Con happen. If you want to hear more of me, you like these interviews and you want to know what's going on in Utah, you want to hear stuff about bands that you should be involved with, etc., you can follow me on Twitter, at Richie T. Stedman, or you can find me on Facebook, same thing, Richie T. Stedman. And now my interview with Brian Brandenburg of the Salt Lake Comic-Con and fan experience. Hey, it's me, Richie T., and on the phone from the Salt Lake Comic-Con, it's Brian Brandenburger. Good to have you here, sir.
Hey, fantastic to be here, Richie.
We're talking about the Salt Lake fan experience and also Salt Lake Comic-Con, and one of the things that you guys have done so amazingly well is social media. Let's talk about what's going on with the fan experience and with Comic-Con as far as social media goes.
Well, we think it's important to entertain our fans, obviously, at the FanX and the Comic-Con, and we thought the best way to have a conversation with the fans leading up to the event was to entertain them on our Facebook and Twitter. So that's exactly what we're doing. We also have a Google Plus and Pinterest page.
So for people who don't follow the fan experience or Salt Lake Comic-Con on Facebook, what kind of stuff do you do?
You know, we try to post the most popular types of what are called memes, images, and things that are provocative to kind of keep people current on what's happening with Star Wars and Superman and Avengers and Robert Downey Jr. And so we have a lot of the most interesting things right now. We're the number one Facebook page in Utah, reaching almost a million people a week.
Which is astounding. And you say, okay, we're just entertaining people with memes. And I think, okay, a lot of pages do that. But there's definitely something that you guys have to be doing pretty darn well to be the number one Facebook page in Utah with over a million hits a week.
Well, we really pay attention to the analytics. And we've got, you know, tried to create a positive feedback loop in terms of, you know, when things are proving to be interesting, we do more of that, and things that are not so interesting, we do less of. And, you know, it seems pretty basic, but we also go into our analytics and really try to understand, you know, the common interests of our fans and the people that want to come to Comic-Con and really, you know, speak into their listening.
What, of all the stuff that you've done on your Facebook page, memes or otherwise, what's been the thing that has had the most results for you?
You know, in general, Star Wars seems to be the most popular across the board. So it shouldn't come as a big surprise. You know, we posted the Devil Do video to help promote that. And we reached, you know, over 300,000 people with that. That was certainly the most popular video so far.
And you guys have a big commercial that's going to be coming out. That's going to be TV. Will it also be online as well?
Yeah, we do have a commercial. It'll be airing for the first time on the premiere of the season 4 Walking Dead on Comcast, and then we'll be rolling it out across all of our shows as well.
And maybe we can get a sneak peek of it over here at X96, huh?
That's sure a possibility.
Tell us what's going on with the fan experience coming up in April.
Well, you know, the guests we've announced, we kind of feel are the tip of the iceberg, but pretty exciting news. We've got the Walking Dead, a number of cast members, including Norman Reedus and Chandler Riggs, who's going to have a significant role in this season starting in February. And we've got most of the cast from Star Trek The Next Generation. We're bringing out the Next Generation bridge so that people can get their pictures taken in the captain's chair. We've got the DeLorean time machine coming out from Back to the Future, so that'll be pretty exciting. But we've just got a number of guests, and we're expanding anywhere from Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees to you know, wrestling divas that are coming to the show for the first time.
Where can people find a complete list of all the folks coming to the fan experience?
Yeah, if you go to saltlakecomiccon.com, if you look at the 2014 FanX menu, you'll see what's called the master guest schedule, and there will be a list of everybody that's coming that's been announced. And like I said, there's there's probably about, I think around 25 guests that we've announced out of 100 that are coming. And so you'll start to get a feel for the direction it's going. But we're expecting over 100,000 people this year.
So you've only announced 25 guests of over 100. When are you going to start letting us know all those other folks?
We've got more announcements coming next week. We've got another one coming over the weekend that we'll make an announcement. And then we've got some exciting packages that will be announced for Valentine's.
Can you give me any hint on any of the guests that you haven't announced yet?
More Star Wars. You know, is very popular with our people.
Uh-huh.
And we've got people from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and some popular celebrities that will just kind of knock your socks off. Some characters from the Marvel Universe, actors that we're just really excited about.
Okay, but you're not going to give me names, I can tell.
Not today.
So people can...
I think if you pay attention to what we're doing on Facebook, we're pretty good about dropping little breadcrumbs in our Facebook posts, and you know, you start to hear about different guests through the memes and soon they're announced. So if you pay attention to Facebook, you'll be the first to know.
All right, so find them online at saltlakecomiccon.com, but check out their Facebook page. That's pretty cool, the number one Facebook page from the state of Utah. It's the Salt Lake Comic Con and Fan Experience going on the 16th through the 19th? 17th through the 19th of April. 17th through the 19th of April. Check it out at saltlakecomiccon.com. Brian, thanks for taking a couple minutes, and the best of continued success.
Okay, we'll keep you informed. Thanks, Richie.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.